He has the each and every, he has certain high moments in Klal Yisrael's existence. And he says, what happened to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. Each and every piece over here is telling you a high point of Klal Yisrael and what happened to it. There's one that seems an anomaly. It says, so the first one is Avraham Avinu's Vizin Absarim. The second one is Eikoi. Gosh kisel oiler tzecha. Where is the koi of Yitzchak Avinu or Yaakov? It's in the Gittin, it's because Avram said it, that when he when Avram said Nilchat koi, Peter beit vaysecha, he was able to convince the Naorim that went with him to stay behind, and they went on to be marked themselves on the Har Moriah. That's what he's, that's the Eikoi Gosh Kiseh Lo'il Ratzasecha. So he's, it's very strange. I mean, the other ones, almost the, all the other ones are Haftachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave good to us. Avraham Avinu, the Brisman Absarim, and the Kudim, the Kudim, and so on. And the Meish Rabbeinu's Pesud of Geula. Yitzchak Avinu's Akeda in itself, even if it was just picking the Akeda, would be something that is a strange a little bit, but okay, the Akeda, it's not a Haftach of Teichu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it doesn't even focus on that. He says, where is the Koi? Anach Nelcha Ad Koi. They were able to convince the Na'arim to stay with them. What does that mean? I mean, what's the significance of it? They didn't want the Na'arim to tag along, so fine. So they could have told them to stick around. I mean, what's the significance of the saying koi and letting them stay there? So I think a little bit of the ha'omek a bit, the Akeda was something on a har, and it was something, it was the Har Moriah, and it was be'etzem a maisa that was beyond this world. It's Yitzchak Avinu is a din of after Kesameisim, being makir of a son is a maisa of Mesiras Nefesh beyond, and b'meila, it's in, and it's something which is not of this world. It's of a different world. And that became the essence of something like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is our name in Aminyan. It's something beyond this world, above this world. The Na'arim, together with Avraham and Yitzchak, were a mixture of Chaymer, they were Avadim, they had the din of Arur, but they also were Avdei Avraham, and they were Yatsami Arur LeBaruch. They are the embodiment of something that straddled the world of Chaimah to something that was able to move a step beyond it. They also had a tfisa in the Akeda. That the tfisa was called Koi, Nilchat Koi. You see be'erech where I'm going? The word Koi is spoke many times about it. It's indefinite, but it means, sometimes we hear something, we're clueless about what we hear. And sometimes we hear something and we have the idea of it enough that I can have a handle on it, but without the details, without the specifics and so on. The Avraham and Yitzchak went past and beyond, and they were Kulei Dovek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a Maisa of Yitzchak Avinu is called Poschias HaMaisa. It's beyond, that's called Olam Haba. In the Tkufa of Tresen is called Olam Haba. But they were able to be mefater. They were able to say words that were throwing a lifeline to the Avadim also. You can't go up on the mountain but at least you have a koi to the mountain. You could be moishich something from it. The Migdash, Beis HaMikdash forever, the Maile Beis HaMikdash was that within the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was beyond. It was something that was above and beyond human grasp. But everybody had a kesher to it. Had the Beis HaMikdash been something beyond, again, it wouldn't be that Oyhel HaShatafti. It wouldn't be what we have. It's because no matter what mizug of chayma and ruach a person is, no matter how low if he's, even if it's a metzora, he can stick his thumbs in. There's a place for a metzora to stand and to stick thumbs in to get tar on it. Every single there's what tumas meis is netayah through paraduma, which sees through the glosses to the makam hamikdash. So the koi, the ma'aleh beis hamikdash. Was put in through Avram and Yitzchak in two ways. The Etzem Kedushas Har Maria was a makom that would be beyond any grasp of. It was made by an act that was beyond tfisa of Adam, but it had in itself a tchuna. It had in itself a quality of koi, where even somebody far down, you could say, look there, you'll see a dugma of what it is like to be spiritual, what it's like to be elevated. So that koi is one of those avtochas, one of those most significant avtochas that we mourn for and we don't have.